Express. Did
you get to watch the new 6-hour-long Beatles documentary Get Back over the holiday weekend? Well, you know, back in 1969, director Michael Lindsay Hogg made the movie Let It Be, which also chronicled the making of that album. Michael Lindsay Hogg joins us live on 1010 Winds Newsline. Boy, am I excited to talk to you. I'm a huge Beatles fan. This new documentary sets out to show the joy of recording Let It Be. Do you think your documentary got a bad rap?
Oh, Bridget, good morning. No, I think it got a very bad rap. I'll try to make it quick. We shot Let It Be. Let It Be was originally going to be a television special, an appearance by the Beatles again since they stopped touring in 1966. But after about a week of trying to figure it out, then it turned into a documentary. So you had to be alert. We shot Let It Be in January 1969. We edited throughout most of 1969. The Beatles had not broken up. The Beatles were together. The Beatles, you know, of course, they were grown men now. They were 28. They weren't 21. They had issues between themselves. They were looking for different lives. But they had not broken up. Then, and it was going to be their next film release. Then near the end of 1969, let's call it October, November, money issues started to come between them because they were getting a new manager. And then money issues brought up personal issues. So they did, in fact, break up in the end of 1969, early 1970. And so when Let It Be was released in May 1970, they announced their breakup 1 month before.
Right.
And people, when they were gone to see the movie, they had no idea if it was shot 3 weeks before, a month before, a year before. But they took it as the breakup movie,
right,
which it wasn't.
Right. So what do you do now? Will you reissue your original documentary? It was 89 minutes, right? Will you re-release it and will you make it any longer?
Well, re-releasing anything to do with the Beatles is in the hands of their company, Apple, not to be confused with the other Apple, but their Apple. And their Apple is kind of like the Kremlin, that they will do things when and where they want to do them. The plan is, Bridget, the plan is that we will re-release Let It Be sometime after Peter's movie Get Back has rolled out. We don't know whether it'll be streaming. We don't know whether it'll be limited theatrical, but it will be the original movie, but with added new soundtrack from Giles Martin, which is just kind of buffed and polished. And also, we've already worked on the film so that it's brighter, there's less grain and things like that. Yes, and Let It Be will come out. And I'm hoping now that people understand the story that it is not the breakup movie, that they'll actually look at it for what it was, which is, yes, they had moments of tension between them because they were grown up. They were going in different directions. They weren't the Fab Four, the Mop Tops anymore. But yet they were like brothers. They loved each other. And that shows in the movie.
Yeah, that is so nice to see in all of the footage. One last one for you. I know that you've worked on a number of rock and roll stories over the years, including the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus back in 1968. So I have to get you to weigh in on this one. Who's the better band? Settle it once and for all. The Beatles or the Stones?
The Rolling Stones. I mean, tell me who else could have written Satisfaction, who else could have written Painted Black, except the Rolling Stones. If you want, and Mick and Keith are extraordinary songwriters, then if you want songs which are more about love and of all kinds, I mean, male, female, parents to children, that has to be Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison.
Okay.
as you remember, Hey Jude was originally Hey Jules, as Paul wrote it for John Lennon's Young Son.
Yeah, so they're both the best. And we look forward to a reissue, if it happens, of your documentary, Let It Be, director Michael Lindsay Hogg. We thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, Bridget, it was great for me, too. Thank you.
Okay.